Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Write Script Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Tanner, and today we're going to be doing another character breakdown, but this time it's all going to be focused on Elena Richardson, played by Reese Witherspoon. Now, you might remember my review yesterday of Mia Warren, who's played by Kerry Washington. And as we all know, Mia Warren is a free spirit. She doesn't like rules, structure, organization, labels. She's very much the type of person that marches to the beat of her own drum. Then you have Elena Richardson, right? I would describe Elena Richardson as a cross between a Stepford wife and the ultimate micromanager. And the thing with her that's so interesting is that she is so structured. She's like on the opposite end of the spectrum compared to Mia. Like, they're both two extremes. They're both two sides of the same coin, really. You have Mia, who is an extreme free spirit. Then you have Elena Richardson, who is an extreme type A personality. And I wish I could play you guys this scene, but I can't because of copyright. But I'm going to give it away. So if all of you have not seen this series at all, I am so sorry, but it's really important for this episode. So there's an episode where Elena and her husband are, you know, they're intimate or whatever. And her husband is like, you know, come on, let's have fun or whatever. And she's like, oh no, it's not Wednesday. So what does that tell you? For one, that's an example of subtext because they're not blatantly saying like, oh, we can't be intimate or whatever. But it just shows that she is so type A that she won't even allow herself to be spontaneous when it comes to intimacy with her husband. Make that make sense, right? That is how type A she really is. And then you have her relationship with her youngest daughter. I think her name is Isabel. Isabel, I could be wrong, but Isabel is the total opposite of Elena. Elena is all prim and proper and preppy and girly and mom next door. And you can tell that she was that popular chick in high school. But you have Isabella, or Isabel, I could be wrong. I think it's Isabel. Isabel marches to the beat of a different drum. She's an artist. She doesn't believe in fitting in and being like everybody else. She's different. She's even in the closet about her sexuality because she's afraid to tell her mom the truth because she already knows her mom would never accept it, so she's hiding it. And then also, she lives in a constant state of being disapproved of by her mother. Her mother, Elena, is always like, oh, why do you have to dress like such a tomboy? Why can't you be like your brothers and your sister who are so perfect and they don't question me and they do everything I say? Like, why are you so difficult? And then it gets really, really deep. And I'm giving some stuff away because this is just too much to not say in the episode, right? Elena really didn't want to have a fourth child, and keep in mind, Isabel is her fourth and last child. She really didn't want her, and this is Elena's core wound, and it's also a really horrible, sad truth. She really deep down blames her daughter, Isabel, for why she didn't get that big time gig as a journalist and have like a big, big career. she looks at her daughter as, "You ruined my chances. I hate you," even though she never really says it until the very, very end of the series. She finally says what we all know she's been thinking the whole time. Like, why did I even have you? I didn't even want you to begin with. And I'm just paraphrasing, but she said something to her daughter along that order. And that is really deep because it also introduces that push-pull where Elena is torn between being a mother and being a career woman. And you know how it is. We live in 2021, modern day society. We as women, we want to have it all, right? Majority of us, if we could have the white picket fence, the house, the husband, the 2.5 kids, the nice cars, our kids in private school, and of course a thriving career, oh yeah, we want it all, right? But Elena is really learning that, dang, I still can't have it all, and I blame my daughter. Like, you, why did I have to have you? And it's really sad because she treats Elena like a red-haired stepchild. You know, that's just a phrase. Or maybe black sheep is more fitting. Definitely black sheep. Because her older sister is preppy, straight-A student. The older brother is into sports and all that kind of stuff. And then the other brother is, you know, he's smart too, but he's not a sports head. He's more of an academic nerd. So, but then you have Isabel, and she's just, you know, unapologetically herself. She's different. And that moment when she cut her hair and she just did not care what her mom thought, it really showed how Elena Richardson is all about control. And if she doesn't have control over not just herself, but the people around her, then she feels powerless. And it even starts to seep into her marriage because she's constantly complaining to her husband about Isabel. Like, why is she testing me? Why does she do this to me? Why does she always try to get to me? And it's like, she's not trying to get to you. You're just triggered because she's not like you. And it's really a thing of external and internal conflict as well. Because imagine you have a daughter or a son. This could be either or. Imagine if you have a son or a daughter and you low-key blame them for why your career didn't take off. Imagine how your delivery would be toward that child. Imagine just how your energy would be toward that child. It would be a really negative energy. It would be the energy of resentment, bitterness, hatred almost. And the sad part is, it's your flesh and blood, and you can't even explain why you don't even like your own child. And it's just like a case of, I love you, but I really don't like you type of thing. But I don't know about you guys, but Isabel was my favorite because she was such a rebel. Like, I remember when Elena had to take her to her, it was some kind of assembly where she had to play, I think, the clarinet or the flute. It was some instrument. And she had to play it in front of a whole audience with the whole symphony or the band. And Elena didn't approve of Isabel's outfit. And so Isabel took it a step further, which created so much dramatic tension. I loved every minute of it, okay? It was great. So it caused so much dramatic tension. She wrote, I think she wrote like something along the lines of, I'm not your puppet. I will not just, you know, let you twist the knife or pull the puppet strings. I'm done performing, you know, something like that. And she had it like right out there in public. And Elena was so embarrassed. She was like, I cannot believe you did this in front of everybody, and everyone was watching, and they saw your haircut and how you were dressed unprofessionally and all that kind of stuff. And And I'm telling you guys, like, I really, really feel for Isabel because not only does her own mother not approve of her, she's also entering high school for the first time. And as we all know, that's not the easiest thing. And if you're not in with the quote unquote, you know, popular crowd, it can be a downright hell, right? And she's getting bullied and her mom just doesn't understand. Elena's like, well, where are your friends from last year? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't understand. You know, why don't you hang out with them? And it's like, Elena, hello. Her friends from last year are no longer her friends from last year because they are the ones now bullying her. Get it? Got it? Good, right? I'm telling you, if you didn't watch this show and have the urge, the undeniable urge to just grab Elena by the shoulders and just shake her, you know, like, because she's just so, like, over the top, judgmental. I'm telling you, Mia is one end of the spectrum and Elena is a whole other end. And come to think of it, I'm going to title this Elena Richardson, the Type A personality, extreme Type A. But anyway, you guys, for those of you who have no idea about this show, I'm telling you, please, please, please check it out. Check it out. Go and watch it on Hulu. Binge watch it. And better yet, read the book first. I'll admit, I had no idea it was an adaptation until I did some digging. I need to read the book too because now I'm really curious about what they left out. But anyway, you guys, thank you so much for watching. Like, subscribe, download the podcast. You can also catch it on Apple, Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, and of course, iHeartRadio. Have a good one, and I'll catch you again in the next episode.